This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 434 for Tuesday, June 14th. ICE Canola futures are higher on Tuesday, reclaiming a portion of the ground it lost over the last several days. The July canola contract gains $9.10 at $1,096.30 per ton. New crop November advances $15.80 at $1,044.40 per ton. Although a trader says canola is showing some independent strength, it's also deriving some support from increases in European rapeseed. Meanwhile, declines in the Chicago soy complex and in Malaysian palm oil are weighing on values. Losses in global crude oil prices are pressuring vegetable oils. Rain is generating mixed feelings. Farmers in the dry areas of the western prairies are welcoming the much-needed moisture. On the eastern prairies, rain is further slowing the completion of spring planting. The trader suggests that with the latest rain, seeding is likely finished in Manitoba with a number of acres to go unplanted. More strength in the United States dollar is pressuring the Canadian dollar. The loonie retreats to 77.18 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 77.77. As for that stronger greenback, it's weighing on commodity values, especially those for U.S. wheat. The Department of Agriculture reports a private sale of 148,000 tons of corn to Mexico, with about two-thirds of it being old crop. The USDA issued its crop progress report yesterday afternoon. Soybean planting is at 88% complete. Soybean conditions rate 70% good to excellent. Corn is at 72% good to excellent, with 97% of the crop planted. Spring wheat planted is at 94% finished, with its first rating of 2022 at 54% good to excellent. The winter wheat harvest nationwide is 10% done, with conditions at 31% good to excellent. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Tuesday. The July contract loses 9 cents at $16.98.5 per bushel. July soy oil falls 1.23 cents at 78.28 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal is down $4.10 at $411 per short ton. Corn futures are slightly lower on Tuesday as the July contract slips a penny at $7.68 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher as the July contract rises 7 cents at $6.67. The U.S. wheat complex is weaker as Chicago July gives up 21 cents at $10.50. Kansas City July loses 19.5 cents at $11.42. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July pulls back 14 cents at $12.07.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, June 14th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.